This week, after each service, we have reviewed the central theme of the service. In previous nights, we've observed the inevitability of our final judgment and the necessity for our preparedness for that. And tonight, the church holds out the very central theme of repentance and forgiveness. And this is reviewed in a very vivid fashion by illustrating two people that we've all heard of for years. The harlot, who in one gospel account is actually named Mary, and Judas Iscariot, one of the 12. Both suffered from a very serious spiritual illness. Both were enslaved to this spiritual illness. In the case of Mary, through a carnal nature, she fulfilled her monetary requirements, so to speak. Through Judas, he fulfilled his passion by being a thief, the gospel tells us. Both encountered God through the person of Jesus Christ, and each had a very different response. When Mary encountered Christ and perceived his divinity, her repentance was so profound that not only did our Lord forgive her and accept her repentance, but he actually memorialized her. As we read further into the gospel, he exclaimed, "Whenever this gospel is repeated in the future unto the ages, her name will be remembered." Judas, on the other hand, was with our Lord much more than Mary. And I often wondered, the Lord would have known that Judas was a thief. Why did he allow him to keep the money? Why did he allow him to see the 5,000 fed, the blind receive their sight, lepers cleansed, the woman with the issue of blood healed, the paralyzed man relieved of paralysis, and a few days earlier, raising Lazarus from the dead? It was for one reason. It illustrates the eternal mercy and love that our Lord has for all of his creation. But Judas was unable, unlike Mary, to recognize the divinity despite seeing all of these miracles, despite being with God on a daily basis, to perceive his divinity. It illustrates the one thing that God either cannot do or will not do, and he will not or cannot make us love him. And because Judas was unable to perceive, unwilling to rise above his passion, he was lost. I pray that all of us are able to follow Mary's example and that God grants us her repentance.